The Architecture of Constantine. The architectural concept of Constantine does not center around a classic market square, which is replaced by the Zdrojowy Park, with a Bryant graduation tower. It is reputed to be the heart of Constantine. Various cultural events, theme parties and fairs are held here. You can get familiar with particular town districts by starting your sightseeing tour from those embracing the park. Konstancin, Skolimów, Królewska Góra, Jeziorna, Klarysew and Helice to charming neighborhood towns and villages such as Obory, Słomczyn, Cieciszew, Turowice, Łyczyn and Bielawa, all with numerous landmarks. The wealth of monuments and diverse architectural styles is the reason why it is worth coming back to this place to admire its beauty. The town of Konstancin Jeziorna was founded as a result of many administrative transformations. Some districts were formerly separate units, therefore both the nature of buildings and monuments are different. The mansions of Konstancin were designed at the request of financiers and industrialists, as well as the people of the culture world, having large financial resources, which is why their villas were so unique as regards their architecture and functionality. It was also influenced by the contemporary fashion. Most of the modernist villas were built on Królewska Góra. The demand for this trend in architecture coincided with the possibility of purchasing building plots in that area. Upscale plots in the neighboring settlement of Konstancin had already been purchased. The properties which are about to be discussed have been entered into the National or Municipal Registry of Monuments. There are 150 of them in Konstancin, of which approximately 100 are villas. Walking down the streets of Konstancin and observing those amazing buildings, let us remember both fascinating and sometimes tragic fates of their inhabitants. Consideration should also be given to the fact that the villas often changed their names when new residents moved in. Both distinguished and unknown heroes of these places have shaped the history of the town, the country, and even Europe. One of the best renowned villas is the Ukrainka, situated at 16 Batory Street, built in 1914 to a design by Tadeusz Towiński. The interiors stood out with beautiful floors, marvelous stucco ceilings, and artistically made brass door handles. It attracted the representatives of Russian aristocracy, English diplomacy, singers such as Fyodor Szalapin, Mary Karnicka-Augustowska, and Grzegorz Fittelberg. The villa was resided by the Emeryks and the aforementioned Heidi Pate. In the 1930s, the writer Wacław Gonsiorowski and his wife Asta settled in the Villa Ukrainka after his arrival from abroad. He held the post of the mayor of Konstancin from 1937. The Villa Hugonówka, at 15 Mostowa Street, is currently the seat of the Konstancin Cultural Center, located on the border of Skolimów and Konstancin. The building was the first holistic medicine facility in this area. The villa was built in 1902 and named after its founder, Hugo Zeidel. There are two symmetrical terraces overlooking the Jeziorka River at the height of the first floor of the guest house. A marina for rowing boats has been established at the riverside. The interior of the building met all sanitary and hygienic requirements. The residents used the gym, outdoor inhalation facility, and two leisure rooms. The successive owners, the Andrzejewski family, changed the name to the Villa Pod Diabłami due to the pedestal presenting fawns, which was located within the mansion. Bearing in mind the elegant nature of the guest house, it was hailed as an affiliate of the Bristol Hotel in Warsaw. It was built around 1914 at 13 Sienkiewicza Street to the design by Edward Cichocki at the request of Janina Hutenczapska from the Kostrzewski family. The interior furnishings of the guest house were fabulously luxurious, single rooms with own bathrooms, having access both to hot and cold water, so-called water closets and radiators. The Villa Anna at 10 Żeromskiego Street was built for Albert Konstanty Klimpel, the attorney at law, in the style of Vienna Secession to the design by Jan Fryderyk Heurich. Its rectangular shape combines two styles, classicism and Art Nouveau. Immediate attention is drawn to the linear patterns on the plaster and the semicircular terrace loggia, crowning the building topped with an oval roof. Identical wooden porches with fan-shaped semicircular windows adorned with yellow and green panes have been annexed to both side walls. Unfortunately, these have not survived. Famous professors hosted there included Władysław Tatarkiewicz, Walery Goethel, Oskar Chołecki, and Stanisław Szober. The Villa Natemi was built in 1905 to the design by Józef Piłsudski in the style of the Second Empire at the request of Artur Antoni Oraczewski. Before it was given the current name, the villa located at 7 Sienkiewicza Street had been called Eugenia and Maria. During the First World War, the villa was rented by the painter Franciszek Eismont, who decorated it with a centrally placed painting in a niche above a shell-like balcony. Later, the villa became the property of the president of Lithuania, Vytautas Landsbergis relatives. The current name is taken after the successive owners of the mansion, Natalia and Theodor Landsberg, the family of industrialists and financiers. The Villa Ustronie, located at 7 Piotra Skargi Street, was built by the professor Józef Czajkowski for his own purposes. The painter and architect kept his mansion in Art Nouveau style. It resembled the castles along the Romantic Rhine. The villa was surrounded by a carefully composed design of trees, meadow, and water, harmonizing with the diverse building shape. The shores of the Mala River are spanned by a white wooden bridge. After the First World War, Józef Czajkowski sold his Villa Ustronie to Kazimierz Ludwik Schiele, the president of the board of the United Breweries, under the name of Haberbusch and Schiele. During the war, his brother Alexander helped Jews to escape from the ghetto and sheltered them in his villa. For this activity, he was awarded the Medal of the Righteous Among the Nations.